Open up with me to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Our text is going to be verses 6 to 8. And it says this, Genesis 1:6. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Now, I love Genesis. I really do. I want us to see something in John chapter 5. Turn with me over to John 5. Our Lord said in John 5, verse 46, "For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me. For he wrote of me." Moses wrote of me. Now back in Genesis. At the top of my page, the translators put a heading, which says, "The first book of Moses, called Genesis." As we read this, we must remember Moses wrote of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything Moses wrote was about Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? There are so many facts in this book, which we love. So many things for us to learn. But every single thing that Moses wrote was about Jesus Christ. Now, I want to show you the gospel of God this morning right off the bat. First thing, we're not going to build up, we're just going to tell it. Look at our text. Verse 6 says, "And God said." Verse 7 says, "And God made." Verse 8 says, "And God called." God said, God made, and God called. That's the operation of our God. That's how God works on a sinner. That's how salvation is wrought. That's how conversion takes place. God said, God made, and God called. As if to say, God required, God fulfilled, God notified. All right, let's look at verse 6. It says, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Let there be a firmament. My margin says an expansion. And yours will too soon. An expansion. Now, the first thing we desire as we look at this is to give our God all the glory and all the credit for the things that He has done. We want to give Him all the glory and all the credit. Every bit of it. Turn with me to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. God said, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I'm not going to argue evolution for 1 minute with anybody. Not for 1 minute. Who are we going to believe? Charles Darwin or God? The God that has given us fact after proven fact after proven fact for thousands of years, or the man who in 1959 said, I think I have a theory. How was the world created? How was this firmament created? God said. I was getting ready this morning thinking about this phrase that everybody says, which came first, the chicken or the egg? The chicken. God said, let there be a chicken. Turn with me to John chapter 1. John 1, verse 3 says, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Nothing. Not one thing. Not one thing. We give God all the glory in all things. Everything in creation. Everything in this world. Everything that I am. Me. God made me. He owns me. He controls me. We give Him all the glory. Now back to Genesis 1. Not one time in Genesis 1 will you find our God explaining or proving creation. Have you noticed that? This is a declaration. Creation is a declaration. Look at Genesis 1:1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, period. Verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, period. Verse 6 says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so, period. We'll explain it. No. Prove it. No. Believe it. Just believe it. I believe that. I actually believe that. Hannah pulled up on YouTube a gorilla that can understand English and sign. And I told her yesterday, I said, boy, that's going to give evolutionists some fuel. And thanks be to God, I believe this. I believe this. Only because he told me, believe it. Believe it. Now, what is this firmament? Well, it's something that physically touches heaven and touches earth. Look at verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. That's where the stars and the planets are. Things beyond our realm, the firmament. Now look at verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl, that they may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. That's down here on earth where birds fly. The firmament. It's something that has the ability to touch both heaven and earth. Now, what do you think that is? Jacob dreamed a dream one time about a ladder that set up on the earth and the top of it reached to heaven. And when Jacob got to the end of that dream, he said, I've seen God. I've seen God. John said, the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. Let's not forget, we just read where our Lord said, Moses wrote of me. This firmament is Jesus Christ, the only mediator between God and man. Now, what did this firmament do? God said and God made. For what purpose? Verse 6 in Genesis 1 says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. That's what this firmament does. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Now just listen to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Dividing. Turn with me over to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, verse 21 says, hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump? That's the thing I want to point out. Of the same lump. That's what makes grace so amazing. Of the same lump. He goes on to say, to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. The clay in the vessel of honor is no different than the clay in the vessel of dishonor. Same lump. What makes the difference? The potter. The potter. That water was all the same water. Us. What divided it? What separated it? It. The firmament. Back in Genesis 1 verse 6 it says, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Who maketh thee to differ? We all come from the same lump. Who maketh thee to differ? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only thing that makes us to differ. We preach grace. We preach grace. You know that? Does that ever dawn on you? We preach grace. We preach grace. What causes me to differ? The grace of God. Jesus Christ. How? How did He make us differ? Verse 7 says, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Some of the waters got to be up under the firmament. Some of the waters did not. You see that? That's how He divided. Some got to be up under the firmament. Some did not. Now listen to what the word firmament means. It means to pound the earth by hammering. And it means to overlay, to spread over, to cover. A few weeks ago, we looked at the first day. And man, I enjoyed that so much. I enjoyed it so much. In the first day, God said, let there be light. Open your eyes. Behold your God. Behold your sin. Behold my holiness. Behold your wickedness. Behold my law. Behold your punishment for breaking my law. Let there be light. And then do you know what the very next thing that this gracious God showed sinful earth was? Sinful man? He said, the wages of sin is death. A pounding is coming. A hammer will fall. But I've provided a cover for you. It's coming. But I've provided an expansion for you. You think about being up under this firmament. A covering is an atonement. That's what that word means. I've spread an atonement all over you. We just sang, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. I've spread something that will hide you and take all that wrath for you. Now turn with me to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Way back in the day, there was an old schoolhouse where all the kids came to go to school. And there was a kid there named Big Johnny. I've heard this illustration so many times, I don't even know if I remember it right, but I love it. Biggest kid in the class. Kind of ran things around there. One day, somebody stole his lunch. And Johnny got mad. So he went and told the teacher, somebody stole my lunch, and I want him to be punished for it. The teacher said, well, Johnny, what do you think the punishment ought to be? He said, 3 licks with a strap across the bare back. Teacher said, that seems kind of harsh. Johnny said, 3 licks with a strap across the bare back. Teacher said, okay. So the teacher stood up in front of the class and said, whoever stole Johnny's lunch, you need to confess. And you're going to get 3 licks with a strap across the bare back. Nobody confessed. Teacher said, if you don't confess, every student in this room is going to get detention. Now, who did it? And a little boy in the back of the room named Billy raised his hand. Smallest kid in the class. Poor. Just poor. Dirt poor. Just skin and bones. He raised his frail little arm and he said, I did it. He said, I'm sorry, Johnny. He said, I was just so hungry. He said, I haven't eaten in days. He said, but I'm the one who stole your lunch. Teacher said, okay, Billy, come on up and take your licks. Big Johnny said, teacher, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Teacher said, Johnny, this school will not tolerate thieves. Now, Billy, you get up here and take your licks. So Billy got up. He walked to the front of the class. Johnny said, please, teacher, don't do it. Don't do it. Please. Teacher said, Johnny, a punishment has been set. A punishment will be given. Now, Billy, take your shirt off. So Billy took his shirt off. You could see every rib in his frail little body. Teacher said, okay, Billy, here it comes. And Big Johnny stood up. And he took his shirt off. And he walked over and wrapped his arms around that frail little boy. And he said, all right, teacher, give it to him. Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Is that not the best news you've ever heard in your life? That's what Jesus Christ did for me. That's what Jesus Christ did for every single sinner whom he put under the firmament. God said, let there be a firmament. And God made the firmament, and it was so. Christ is our firmament. Christ is the mediator between God and man. My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if you sin, just like that little scrawny kid, if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Now go back to Genesis 1. Verse 6 says, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. The Lord Jesus Christ is heaven. Wherever He is, that's heaven. Heaven came down. Heaven walked this earth. Heaven paid the price. Heaven did. God said, let there be a covering. And God made that covering. He made it on the cross of Calvary. When He shed His blood, that blood covered every single sinner whom He separated unto salvation. He made the covering. For every chosen sinner whom God saves, what God requires, you stole the lunch, you pay the price. What God requires of that sinner, God Himself provides for that sinner. What God requires of a sinner, God Himself works in that sinner. What God requires of us, He Himself works in us. He requires faith of me. Believe, right? He requires holiness. He requires love. That's three things I don't possess by nature. If I'm going to produce those things, what must happen? He must create those things in me. Now listen to this. A man named Matthew Henry said, Lord, give what Thou commandest, and then command what Thou pleasest. Don't you love that? Give to me what You command, and then command whatever You want. God said, and God made. Go to Psalm 8. Psalm 8, verse 1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Who has set Thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings Thou hast ordained strength because of Thine enemies, that Thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of Thy fingers, the moon and the stars which Thou hast ordained, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that Thou visitest him? When you consider that this firmament, the heavens, everything in it is the work of His hands, who am I? What is man that You would do this for me? Who am I that You would cover me? Who am I that You would visit me? Who am I that You would prepare a place for me in heaven? That means in Christ. Who am I? Just listen to Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45, verse 21 says this. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? I mean the beginning. He declared it all the way from Genesis 1. Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Day one, the first thing God said was, let there be light. See your God, see your sin. Second thing He said was, see your covering. He said, I'm a just God and a Savior. He goes on to say, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. God said, let there be a firmament. God made the firmament, and God called the firmament heaven. Jesus Christ is heaven. I want to go to heaven. I don't care about streets of gold. I don't care about choirs and all that stuff. I want to go to Jesus Christ. I want to be where He is. God's wrath is going to come down on this world. I need to be under the firmament. Right? Under the atonement. Under the blood. I pray the Lord will bless His word. Let's stand together.